Good morning, good evening, good day. We have a crowd in the hot room. Yay, there are 14 people in this room right now, and it's like crazy. We're all on a bus with the doors closed and we're going on an adventure, yes? All right, but you can open the door if you need to. Okay, so. Hello, Lindsay. Hello, Amy. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Kevin. They're on the bus, too. Yeah? Okay. It's like the magic school bus. We're going to go somewhere interesting. You just never know. Right? Okay. You just don't know where we're going to go. So, let's start pranayama, deep breathing. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Stand nice and tall. Interlace your fingers, knuckles right underneath the chin. Please keep the chin with the knuckles throughout the breathing exercise. Now stand tall, suck in your stomach, and let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Slowly elbows lift up towards the ceiling. Chin stays down. Breathe in as much as you can. Now exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together. Cross your thumbs. Elbows touch with each other. Inhale, slowly bring the head down and elbows up. At the same time, all together, synchronize with your deep breath in. Now exhale, stand up tall. Lift up the center of the chest, push the chin back slowly. Shoulders relax completely and elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, nice and slow, four, breathe in, five, as much as possible, six. Exhale, one, stand tall, two. Three, keep the eyes open. Four, look way back. Five, stomach in. Six, hold it in. Inhale, breathing, head down. Amy, those pants were made for you. Looks like you came in with those. Elbows up as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, mouth open. Push the chin slowly back. Now, hips forward a little bit. Keep the stomach in. Exhale as much as you can. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four. Five, look for the rib cage in the mirror to expand. Good, Randy. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four. Hands come together, five. Elbows together, six. Start again, please. Inhale by the throat. As much as you can. Now exhale, also by the throat. Hips forward, chest up, only bending your neck. Inhale again, head down. Now, the more you can breathe in with the stomach sucked in all the way, the more of your lungs you will learn to use. Now, exhale, push the chin back because you will be learning how to expand the rib cage to your maximum potential. Elbows come together. A few more in the first set, please. Inhale, synchronize the movement of the arms, lifting head coming down, and the inhale. Exhale, breathing. You can open your mouth pretty wide to stretch the face. Now, stomach in, suck it in, tightening up. Elbows come together. Two more, please. Inhale by the throat. At the end of the inhale, look straight ahead in the mirror. Try to breathe in just a little more. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the center of the chest. Push your chin back. Towards the end of the exhale, suck in your stomach even more. Hold it in. Last one, please. Inhale by the throat. Head down. Eyes open. Look forward. Hold it. Exhale, look up. And then back. So you're looking back across the ceiling until one day you see the wall behind you. Exhale completely. Elbows touch each other. Great. You can change arms down to the sides. Very nice. All right. Let's do second set. Interlace your fingers. Touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Now stand tall. Suck in your stomach. And let's begin. Inhale. One, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four. Try to see the back wall, five, elbows together, six. Again, inhale, mouth closed. That's it, good, Randy. Bring the chin down so it's pressing into the fingers a little bit. Hold at the top. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the chin up and then back with the knuckles. Drop your shoulders down, please. Elbows stay nice and high and come together. Inhale, head down. Now try to only move your arms, head, and neck. Rest of the spine perfectly straight. Exhale, breathing. So keep the center of the chest, the breastbone lifting straight up towards the ceiling. No backward bending, please, other than just the neck. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. Good. Breathe in more and more and more. Exhale, breathing. Push the head slowly back. Slow and steady exhale. For the entire six counts, the air is moving, and then it stops. Inhale slowly. Now, at first, you might only be able to breathe in for two counts, but you will get better. Breathe in slowly and completely. Exhale, breathing. Now, if you make a pretty loud, steady sound by the throat, that sound is part of the restriction of the airflow, so you'll do even better. Inhale. Try to make the same sound on the inhale as you did on the exhale, full lungs. Exhale, H-A. So try to make a loud, steady sound by the throat. This is going to be the same sound in the other direction, elbows together. A few more, please. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Look straight ahead, six. Exhale, one, two, three. Looks good, four, five. Hands together, six. Elbows together. One more, please. Inhale slowly. Keep going. You might feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, breathing. All the way till the end. Make the sound. A little extra strength at the end of the exhale. Empty the lungs as much as you can. Okay, you can change now. Arms down to the sides. Very nice. Now, to feel free, we're going to do two sets. I know it's been a little while. So if you need a break, just have a seat. Look around, okay? Take good care. Have water if you need. All right. So everybody breathing by the nose, please take a nice deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, back and forth. And we're doing two sets of everything, so if you need to rest and watch for a moment here and there, that's great. You're learning anyway. Whether you're watching and listening or doing listening, watching, all of the combinations are worth it. They're worth your time. All right, when you cannot stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, throughout the posture, keep the maximum body weight on the heels, hips a little forward. Bring your arms back and chin up. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and the ears. Now, on your next inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up more. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. As you go into it, keep the body weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressed together, and stomach in. So you can come down a little bit more, but maintain those aspects of the posture, and please keep two hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. When you inhale next, reach out to the right side of the room. Use your fingers next, squeeze hands, palms together. Very good grip, Rachel. So the arms lock. Now bring the right shoulder just a little bit forward. That's it, John. You can keep going right shoulder forward. That's plenty, Rennie. Very good. Now come down and push. Everyone, hips to the left. Push, suck in your stomach, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Very nice start. Make sure the breathing is steady by the nose. Hips forward, arms back. Now inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, and then take it over to the left. The reach. I want you to take the reach when you try to touch the ceiling over and out to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. It's normal and quite all right if you feel a little bit off balance. Push your hips to the right until you feel some stretch or you feel some limit of strength and balance. All over the right side, you are stretching inside out, bones to the skin. Keep the body weight to the heels. Now concentrate on your breathing. You have my words to listen to, but I also want you to sense, not necessarily the sound, but the feeling of each inhale and each exhale. All right, come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Good, arms back, neck. Squeeze your hands nice and tight. Left shoulder forward just enough, so two armpits are the same distance from the mirror. Now take a nice deep breath. Squeeze your hands. Reach out to the left. Exhale, come down. Push and push. One more. Push. Inhale, breathing. Come on up. Backward bending is next. Take a deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back. Now make sure the eyes stay open and you look for something right behind you, not left or right. Now inhale. Immediately, arms go up and over and back towards your ears. Try to touch what you're looking at behind you. So you see the beautiful wall behind you. Now go and touch it. Whatever you see back there, push your upper body back Try to go back a little more. Now take another inhale. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Good, Amy. Reach back. Weight on the heels. Go back all the way. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly come forward. You can bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Good. Now, once you're touching the floor, a little warm up. Move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. Very nice. It's so nice to be upside down after all of that. Arms over the head. Great. Now, reach around behind you, please. Scoop up your heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs the best you can, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. Concentrate on the sensation of your breathing. So not necessarily hearing, but a certain kind of listening. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees, and just hold the posture there. Now slowly push your knees back until you feel a stretch all over underneath the legs. Number one most important thing is your breathing. No matter what you're doing, how much you're doing, how much you're not doing, concentrate there. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Try to lock the legs. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and arms down to the sides. Excellent. Ooh, it's working. You're getting warm. Yeah, I can see it. Okay. Yeah, your skin's getting red. All right, let's do a second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, pointer fingers up. Now, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Bend to the right, reach to the right, push your hips to the left. I will say this hundreds of times, and I'm fine with that. Your breathing, your concentration on the breathing and keeping the breathing by the nose is the only thing you must do. Everything else, you just try moment by moment according to your ability to breathe and realize that you are breathing. Okay, the breathing is your energy. It is your relaxation. All right, it is your sustainability of the posture. So never give that up. Now come down a little more, keeping the hips in one line. Squeeze hands and reach for three, elbows lock. Two, come down and push the hips, one. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Very nice, chin up, arms back. Take a deep breath, go up, try to touch the ceiling and over to the left, please. Keeping the body weight to the heels, push your hips to the right. Squeeze the legs together. That's it, Nick, keep the body weight to the heels as you go further. Good, arms back, chin up, Kate, very nice. Very good weight to the heels. Now come down for three, suck in your stomach. Two, squeeze hands, Randy, come down. One, you got it. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Now always on the back, bending, normal breathing by the nose. Take a deep breath. You can try to touch the ceiling and now head back, arms back for 10 steady counts. Look for the floor behind you, nine. Nice start, Lindsay, eight. Take a deep breath, seven, up high into the chest, six. Now exhale, breathing, five, push your hips forward, four, stomach and thighs forward, three. Without bending the knees, two. Keep weight on the heels, go back, one. Inhale, breathing, slowly come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, hands on the floor in front of you. Feel free to bend your knees if you need to. Little warm-up is fine again. Bend one knee at a time, right, left, right, left, right, left. Excellent. Now reach around, please scoop up the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Elbows press towards the back wall and towards each other. Good, Katie, that's it. That will help you keep the upper body pressing to the legs. Eyes open. Now roll forward. When you exhale, push the base of the toes right at the balls of the feet. Press down there. Push the fingers down. You could slide the fingertips, Randy, underneath the sides of the feet. Or look to your right. John's got his fingertips underneath the toes. That's a good start, too. Now push the fingers and the base of the toes down. Upper body presses to the legs. Hold it. Good. You can change again. Arms and head together. Interlace the fingers. And come back up, please. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the side. You guys are all so quiet. Like, which is great. You're not huffing and puffing. You're just holding still and breathing normally. So great. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches, please. Four, awkward pose. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet, flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. So bring your hips all the way back behind you, all the way down until thighs are parallel to the floor. Check in the mirror, please make sure the feet are parallel to each other. Open the heels if needed. Keep the knees 6 inches apart also. Now take a deep breath. Lift your chest up. Lean your upper body more back. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay there, please. All the way up on your tiptoes. As high as possible. When you inhale, suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. And now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. That's it, Randy. Come up higher on the tiptoes until the feet and legs shake a little bit. Heels up, knees up. Everyone sitting down right there, Nick. Suck in your stomach, upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Heels down for just a moment. Now, third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and slowly, very slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. I want you to realize every inhale that you're taking and every exhale that you're taking, however much of the posture you are doing, however much of the posture you are not doing. This is the shortcut to the present moment concentration where everything's happening as it's happening and you realize it's happening as it's happening. Keep the knees together, push them down. Good, Randy, that's nice. Now inhale, slowly come back up, leaning against the wall. We could name the bus that we're on, like the present moment bus or something. You guys have any names for me? Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. We need to name the bus, don't we? Like, it's not the magic school bus, it's the yoga school bus. I don't know. Right foot, step out to the right. Taking submissions. We've got another 70 minutes together. Arms up parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. And Maisie can be our mascot, Amy, on the bus. How about that? She's just laying on your mat, chilling. It could be a cat bus like in Totoro, you know? All right. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. It's the Maisie bus. Lean your upper body back a little more. Try to fall down backwards. All right. Inhale, breathing all the way up. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. All right. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine. Upper body rib cage dub a little bit forward. One more. There. Now sit right down, just like that, on the tops of the toes. 10 counts. Heels up. 9, 8. Press ankles forward. 7. You got it, Erica. 6. Right there, Ron. No lower. 5. Come up higher on the tiptoes, Ron. 4. Upper body back. 3. Press ankles forward. 2. Push big toes down. 1. Nice job. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Heels down. Okay, third part. Come up a little bit on your toes. Knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your whole spine straight up towards the ceiling. Now sit down, slow motion. Nice deep breath in, stomach in. Nice slow exhale out, stomach in, and then do it again. If you think of it, well, the breathing really is your energy here. The breathing really is your ability to relax, and it is your ability to hold the posture. So never let go of it. And when you do, you just pick it back up again. Now, 10 counts, come up, 9, 8, knees together, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right foot to the left, arms down, inhale, exhale. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full inhale. As you're exhaling, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, right under left, good. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. You got it. That's right, Nana. Yep, exactly. And eventually you'll reach the hands. Now sit down in the chair, body weight on your heels, as low as you go. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg, please lift up over the left. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. Right foot will go behind the left calf muscle. All five toes visible from the front. If the foot is coming out or not wrapped yet, you can sit a little bit lower. Eventually, the ankle and calf muscle will have no gap between them. Pull your elbows down. Keep the body weight to the heel and upper body back. That's right, Deb, at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. If you can't reach the hands, you can grab the shoulders or just reach for them. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down as low as you go. Bend your knees, weight on the heels, upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right leg. Try to get the thighs, upper legs together, pressing together. And then left foot will go behind the right calf muscle. All five toes visible in the front. Pull your elbows straight down towards the belly button. Lift your chest up into the arms. That's it. If you're losing the balance, stomach and upper body back, everyone sit down more. Twist arms and legs like ropes. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Once you get the upper arms crossed, then thumbs towards the face. I think you can get this grip. You're really close. Go ahead, right arm underneath. And then thumbs point in. Good. And then the fingers reach around. Go ahead, everyone, sit down. It's close. We'll get there. Okay, right leg lift up over the left. The trick is both thumbs point towards the nose. And then you're going to reach around. Take this hand here and reach it around this way. But keep the thumb towards your mouth. Yes, you got it. Okay, cross your legs, twist like ropes. At first, it'll feel really weird, but then it will feel pretty normal. Now, try to line up, everybody. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below your nose. Excellent. Come up, please. Feet together. Last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, other arm. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Thumbs towards the face. Pinky fingers towards the mirror. Yes, that's, yeah, almost. Almost. Yeah, you got it. Sit down in the chair. Don't worry. We have many chances. Left leg lift up over the right. Good, Katie. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. Keep the weight a little more to your heel. So hips go towards the back wall. Knees go away from the mirror. That's it. Knees away from it. That's right. Now sit down more doing that, keeping the knees away from the mirror. Top knee to the left. Try to straighten the left wrist. Sit down a little more. Upper body back at the end. Come up again, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Excellent. All right. Very nice warm up. Take a sip of water if you need it. That was, I know, right? I know. Just wait till we get to the floor series. Then I'll say the whole front part of class was the warm up. But it's all, everything warms you up for the next thing. So, yeah. Still, we have plenty of standing. So, again, sit when you need to, okay? You're doing great. Really good. Okay, standing head to knee pose, everybody. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching. Bring your right leg up in front of you. Take a nice deep breath. Spine stretches up and then round the spine forward. Grab the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below your toes. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Now, suck in your stomach. Focus one point in front of you. If you've got the foot in your hands, then you can go ahead to the second part. Right leg lift up slowly, very gently, on an inhale, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Standing leg remains solid, unbroken. Take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward as you flex your foot back from the ankle and suck in your stomach. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain a contraction on the top of both thighs, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Shoulders and face stay relaxed. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change, please. Undo the arms. Bend the knee and feet together. Left leg lift up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below your toes. Now concentrate. If you can see your right knee in the mirror, please look at the right knee. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight, whole leg locked. On an inhale, left leg very slowly, gently lift up. Upper body can lift a little bit too until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Keep your head up, neck, shoulders down. Now take a deep breath. Heel presses forward towards the mirror as you suck in your stomach. Once you can get both legs locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Shoulders and face stay relaxed. Eventually, elbows will go below the calf muscle. Take your time to change, please. Undo the arms, bend the left knee, and stand tall again. Any questions on that one? Okay. Randy, you're going for it. Great. All right. Let's start second set. Feet together, right leg lift up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward, grab the right foot. There is no time schedule, all right? It's not like by class number 5 or class number 100 you should be able to do any particular thing. But if you just try correctly, you'll get 100% benefit. Go ahead, right leg lift up, regardless of how far you go in the posture, all right? The body is changing all the time. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the knee. Take your time to get out of it, please. Arms and upper body up. Bend the knee and feet together. One of the great things about doing this class, though, for the long term, is you feel the early parts of the changes in the body that you would not otherwise even have a clue that are happening. So you get way better communication, you know. And if something starts to go in a direction, you catch it months or years before you would otherwise have any idea. It's a huge blessing. Last one, left leg lift up. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the foot in front of you. One person recently described it to me as access. You have access to that communication, understanding, sensation, right, within yourself. Go ahead, left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. That's it, Verna. Shoulders down, chest up. That's right. Once both legs are locked, you may bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and put your head on your knee. Very nice. Change again. Feet together, stand tall. Take a deep breath. Exhale by the nose. All right. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Reach out to your right, straighten the elbow, and hold your right ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together, without turning the hand in. So try to grab for the ankle. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Bring the knees together to start with. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Try to touch the mirror. At the same time, kick. Push your right leg back behind you, and then kick it straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over the head, toes pointing straight up. Let the right elbow straighten, Verna. Right shoulder relax. I know it might look bent, but still in your mind, relax the right arm. Now, keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Reach for the mirror. Go and touch it. All 5 fingertips slide forward. That's good, Kate. Come down and kick. Charge forward and kick up equally the same. Take one more deep breath and kick all the way up. Hold it. Change. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Hi. Sign language. Hi, Rob. How's it going back there? All right. Left hand up. Please turn it out. I need to put my tape spots in a place so I can see everybody, but we'll fix that later. Grab the left ankle from the inside, right arm up in front of you. That's okay. Knees together. Or we can just blame Rachel for not being right in the middle. That's whatever. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. Kick back. So press the left leg back and then up towards the ceiling, kicking without intermission. Now, keep the standing leg locked. That was good with the body weight, a little more to the toes, Nick. That's the right way. Try to distribute the weight equally across the base of all 5 at the ball of the foot. Now, come down from the right hip joint till the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's it, Randy. Very nice. Charge forward and kick up. Everyone, keep your chin up. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Body down and kick. Right shoulder forward, kick. Left shoulder back, kick up a little more. Change again. Feet together and arms down to the sides. Excellent. Any questions on this one? All right, let's do it again. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right. Hold your ankle from the inside and bring the left arm up. So the inside of the elbow pit will face out. The arm can open up nicely. Left arm up. Take a deep breath. I'll give you 20 counts. Go ahead. Begin. 19. Kick back. 18. 17. Keep your chin up. 16. 15. Look straight ahead. 14. 13, front arm, Sarah, 12, energize, 11, you can catch yourself, 10, go and touch the wall, 9, that's it, 8, body down and kick, 7, charge forward, 6, go and touch the wall, 5, 4, now right shoulder back, kick, 3, Left shoulder forward, two. Body down, stretch up, and kick. Change. Don't stretch up. That just came out wrong. All right. Left hand up, last one. Please turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. And the right arm comes up. All right, knees together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. So go straight up first, and then forward. Go ahead, 20 counts, kick back, 19, 18. You got it, Katie, 17, 16. Right thigh contracts, 15 on the front, 14. That's it, Nick, chin up, 13, 12. Lock your right elbow, 11. You got it, Michelle, 10. Push the fingertips forward, 9. Now take a deep breath, 8. Twist your upper body, 7. To the left, 6. 5. Left shoulder back kick, 5. 4. You can do it. 3. Go forward, Kate. 2. 1. Nice one, you guys. Okay. Balancing stick poses next. You can step to the back of the mat if you need room in front of you. Toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, take a nice deep breath. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed. Take a deep breath, stomach in, begin. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. You got it, Kate. Come down until you look like a capital letter T. Keep the arms up there, Katie, with your ears. Stretch the hands forward, squeeze the hands, palms go forward, reach forward, try to fall forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay with your ears like glue. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes pointed. Inhale. Now come down. Front row. Look at your standing foot in the mirror. Try to see even the knee. Come down, leg up. Squeeze hands and reach. All right. Now body down. Suck in your stomach on the low left abdomen, Rachel, so you can bring the right hip down, right leg up. Stretch from your hands to the back foot. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath. And arms down to the sides. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Keep your chin up, glue your arms with your head, and come down. Squeeze your hands, Verna, the best you can. No gap between hands, palms. You can interlace the fingers, John. Interlace. Yeah, it'll make it easier. Now squeeze the hands, palms, reach them forward. Right there, Kate. Stay there and stretch from front to back. You can bring the body down, but only a tiny bit more leg up. Inhale, come up. All right. Chin up, arms back. Inhale, step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes pointed. Inhale, come down. Now, suck in your stomach on the lower left abdomen, right by the hip. So you can bring the right hip down and forward. Just try to control the front of the hip joint. Come down, leg up. No more leg up, Kate. Push the toes back. Right hip forward and down. Not just down. Forward and down. Now stretch. Stretch, 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 stretch. Go and touch the mirror. Stretch. Oh, my gosh. That's the best one you've ever done. Come back. Arms down to the sides. That was it. Elastigirl. So it's the Incredibus. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Go ahead, step to the left side of the mat, feet together, toes and heels touching. Usually that leg goes up way too high when you try to do something. Yeah, but the point is it didn't that time. It didn't. You figured it out somewhere, even if you don't understand. Okay. Arms over the head sideways. Take a nice deep breath. Big step out to the right. Arms down parallel to the floor. Palms face down. All right. Now make sure your heels are in one line. Turn the feet inward a little bit. Lock your legs. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and come forward slowly. Try to keep the weight to the balls of the feet the whole time you're getting in the posture. This one feels good. Are you feeling a little bit dizzy, Nana, or no? A little bit? Okay. Just rest as much as you need to. All right. Grab the heels from the outside when you cannot get any further. If you can't reach the heels, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Now, fronts of the thighs stay contracted, kneecaps lifted. Then you can pull, if you've got the heels, to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Look forward, chin forward. That's it, Randy. Hands can go on the floor in front of your feet for now. Roll forward so the weight's at the front of the feet. And now lift up your kneecaps. Thighs contract, the quadriceps. I want you to figure it out. You will. All right. I know. Arms out sideways. Chin up. Very slowly you can come up. At first it will be intermittent, the kneecap lifting thing. Okay, right foot step to the left. Arms over the head and arms down. It took me months to figure out what that was, so it's all good. Ready for second set? Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Now, you can take a slightly wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up, and then forward. Lift up the kneecaps, John, lock the legs. I see it. Keep it. Try to keep the weight forward in the foot towards the ball of the foot. Exactly. That's going to make you suck in your stomach. It's a good news, right? All right. Now, if you can grab the heels, pull on the heels. That's good, Rob. Keep the legs locked. Lift up the kneecaps, Deb. I think they're almost there. Now feel it and keep the sensation in your mind of legs locked. Then everything else can go from there. Try to touch your head to the floor right between your feet. Now take your time to change. Arms out, head up. Slowly stand. Right foot to the left, arms overhead, and arms down to the sides. Triangle poses next. Feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, you can bend your right knee, sit down. Bounce a couple of times until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now take another deep breath, hips forward, arms back, begin. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. That's it, Katie. And hips forward, almost like they're tucking underneath upper body. Turn your head, please touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Top arm is very good, Randy. Now stretch the bottom arm down, lock the elbow, both arms straight. Push the right foot firmly to the floor. Now push the right knee back with the right arm a little bit more and bring the right shoulder forward. Sit down a little more, try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward, take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, good setup, Amy. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Bend your left knee. You can bounce a couple of times. Make sure the left thigh you're trying to get parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Inhale, breathing, begin. Tilt your upper body to the left. On this side, Katie, it's harder for you to get the left knee back, hips forward, so just work on it, even if you can't sit quite as low, all right? Pressure against left elbow to the left knee, but both arms locked, so you're not leaning on the arm. Hips forward, that looks good, Nick, but stretch all the way to the fingertips, please, on both hands. That's it, top hand and bottom hand. Now turn and twist a little more by bringing the left shoulder forward, push the left knee back, try to touch your toes. Inhale, come up, very nice, Nick. Left toes turn forward, feet back to the place, arms overhead, and arms down to the side. You can drink plenty of water, my dear. If you didn't drink much beforehand, feel free to just hydrate while we're doing this. And then when we're on the floor postures, you'll feel fine. Okay? All right. It's a whole game of when to hydrate. And so if you need help, let me know after. We can make a plan for you. Okay. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn the right foot all the way out to your right, and sit down. I still remember the first year I was practicing, the whole day revolved around when to eat, not to eat, when to drink enough water. Okay, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, go. So I could do the class. Because if I ate too close to class, I couldn't do anything. If I drank too close to class, I had to go out and pee. So, you know, you've figured out. Okay, upper body up, lower body down. Randy is very strong. Everybody push the right foot firmly to the floor and lift the upper body up away from the right foot so it's super strong. Now, same thing, Nick. Both hands, fingers together, stretch up and down. Push the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. Hips down, touch the toes. Good, Michelle. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Lift up the center of the chest and left foot turns all the way to the left. Go ahead, sit down. Anyone's birthday today? Okay, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead, please. Push the chin with the shoulder. That's it. Both arms stretching. Both arms locked. The fingertips of each hand stretch away from each other. Take your whole upper body, Sarah, out over the left leg more, out over the left knee more. Now top arm straight up. Top arm straight up, bottom arm straight down. Sit down a little more, pushing both feet to the floor. Touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Yes, Sarah, that was better. Left toes turn in, feet to the place, arms overhead, and arms down to the side. Awesome. Is the Atomic Fireballs, is that a band or a restaurant? Your shirt, the Atomic Fireballs. Oh, cool. Awesome. It looks like it belongs at the Cosmos, you know, like all space. Okay. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right. 3 foot step. All right, now take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in and left hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest, round your spine, suck in your stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. Now, if you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes and push the fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Push the base of the big toe down. Push the back heel down. Then push the knee back with your forehead, keeping them together. Now lock the leg all the way and come up. Left hip stays forward. All the way up. Once you're standing again, turn and face the opposite wall. Please turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Left foot vertebra can go to the left 2 more inches. Suck in your stomach and bring your forehead to the left knee. That's it. Yep. It'll help you balance once the heels are in one line. Now, if you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Push the knee with your forehead so the leg starts to straighten, but you still have contact between the head and the knee. That's good, Randy. Back leg locked, back heel pressing on the floor. Now suck in your stomach, push the knee back a couple more times, lock the leg and slowly come up. Keep your right hip forward, take your time. On the way up, arms and head last. Good, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Any questions on anything? All right. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms pressed together. Only the thumbs cross on this one. Right foot step out, 3 feet minimum. Take a slightly wider step than the first set. All right, take a deep breath. Turn to your right. Bring the left hip forward several times so both hips are in one line. Inhale, first you go up. Then begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the right knee. Very steady, you guys. Even if all you can do, for example, is tuck the chin to the chest, like Sarah's doing a great job. She's sitting on the floor right now, just compressing the throat. You initiate the effects of the posture by starting even those first parts. So compression of the thyroid, parathyroid tissue, and all the vascular tissue around it, all the blood vessels here, getting a nice massage from your own body. Good. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. Keep the chin tucked. So once the body comes up, then head and arms come up last. Now turn all the way around. Please face the opposite wall. Turn the right hip, bring it forward a few times, right toes turned in. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and then slowly tuck the chin to the chest. Go down front side. Reach out with your arms. Nick, that's it. Reach out for the wall that's in front of you. Head to the left knee. All right, push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Now see if you can get any more body weight forward to bring the right hip down and forward. That's it, Kate, right there. Hold it. Squeeze upper inner legs towards each other. Lower abdomen, suck it in. These look great, you guys. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. Right hip stays forward, please. Arms and head up last. Turn and face the front, right foot to the left, and arms down to the sides. Awesome. Last standing postures are tree pose and toe stand. You can go to where you started. The breathing exercise, feet together, toes and heels touching. Shift your body weight to the left foot and bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Now, once you can get the heel all the way to the top of your left thigh, very slowly, gently, bring the right knee down and push it back to get 2 knees in one line from the side. Hips a little bit forward. Now, standing leg locked, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Center of the chest and top of the head go up. Shoulders stay down, nice and relaxed. First, you can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Thumb at the breastbone. If the foot doesn't slip, left hand up, palms together. Stand tall, breathing always normal. change, please. Right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand and underneath at the toes with the right. Now the right elbow, if you bend it slightly, that will help keep the body straight in the upper body. Left knee presses down and back, hips a little forward. Lock your standing leg, stand a little taller. First, the left hand can come up on this side. Try to push the hips forward, a little bit underneath you, Katie. There you go. And at the same time, knee goes back. So the tailbone kind of tucks, pelvis untilts as the left thigh goes back, just to where you feel some limit. Other hand can come up if the foot does not slip. Change again. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Now, for toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, look at the floor right around the edge of the mat and slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, then lower your hips towards the heel. Once you can sit down all the way, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. Take it 2 knees in 1 line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, arms right next to the hips. Now if you can balance there comfortably, bring the left hand in front of the chest. And if you can stay there, bring the right hand up. Now both knees press down, chest up, even the hips are going to come up one day. Change, please. Hands to the floor in front of you, push your hips up slowly. Stand up, grabbing the foot if you need to, finishing tree pose. Great, tree pose, you can change. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. A slight knee bend is okay, but no more than that. Now once you're touching the floor, shift the weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down. And then arms around to the sides of the body, right next to the hips, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. Try to get 2 knees in 1 line parallel to the floor. That's it. Stretch your whole spine up, center of the chest up, even the hips up. Once you can balance with the spine straight up and down, hold the stomach in, please bring the right hand in front of the chest. Then just the left elbow bends, bring the left hand up, palms together. All right, hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up slowly. Nice job, Randy. Come back up into tree pose. Finish up the tree pose and change again. Left foot down, arms down. Next is Savasana. Please turn around, relax on your back. Do you need anything, Nana? Are you doing okay? Okay. Now is the fun part. Now you get to lie down. Have a little water if you need to and relax on your back. Sarah, who's in class online, her mom, Marilyn, she knew the class was going to help her, but she said, I have no heat tolerance, and I can't even go to Missouri. I can't. I need air conditioning. I said, that's okay, Marilyn. You're just going to sit in the room. Okay, that's it. And just slow breathe. Just hang out. And so for 4 classes, she sat in that corner back there, and that's it, and breathed. And the body starts to get it, okay? She started to get a little more hydrated before. She just relaxed. And then her 5th class, she did 2 of these. And then she sat down the rest of the 90 minutes. Okay. But then 6 months, year later, she could do the whole class. So if you just take that, it's hard. It's really hard to say, I'm going to do very little, right? Because we want to do it, and we want to do as much as we can, get as much result as we can. But that is often the very best way in, is the very, very slow way in. All right, so just let everything settle. Relax your arms, relax your legs. Relax the abdominal wall so your belly goes up when you inhale and down when you exhale. Sarah, your mom, you know, it's almost like the opposite of the tragedy where someone comes in and works so hard and they say, that was too hard, I'm never doing that again. And I'd say, oh my gosh, the tragedy. Okay, all you got to do is much less. and repeat, right? Do less, but repeat. Do even less than that if it's too much, all right? This is a challenging situation. The room itself is challenging in many ways. The yoga postures are challenging, so you don't have to challenge yourself too much. Just enough. A few more breaths like this. See if you can breathe a little more slowly, just by your nose. And we have total relaxation after every single posture now for the rest of the time together. And that rest is really a recharge. So if you can concentrate fully and deeply on your breathing and on just lying down on the floor, you will access the recharging capabilities. Let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, grab the leg with all 10 fingers interlaced, thumbs included. Grab 2 inches below your knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If your left calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. Make sure the right leg is totally relaxed so you can pull the knee down without any extra resistance. Now bring the chin down, compressing the front of the throat, lengthening the back of the neck. Eventually, neck will be flat on the floor. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg, lift up. Interlace your fingers all the way to the base of the fingers so you can cross your thumbs. Grab your left knee exactly 2 inches below it. And then pull the knee to the left shoulder. If the right calf muscle is not on the floor, flex the right foot back from the ankle. However, left leg totally relaxed, please. Keep your head on the floor and bring your chin down. Look down the center line of the body. Pull a little bit harder. Freeze. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up and into the chest. Grab for your elbows each other. A couple of inches below your knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side. That's a good grip, Randy. Ankles uncrossed, legs totally relaxed. Now keep your head on the floor and slowly bring the chin down. This posture, good for mobility of the hip joint, but particularly good for the digestive organs. All right, the whole abdominal area gets a nice increase in pressure here. Tuck the chin, look down, and hold it. Change again. And then you release the pressure. Release the massage. Arms down, legs straight. Inhale, breathing, and exhale slowly by your nose. Now, if and when you realize or observe that you are doing anything in your mind other than deep and total concentration on your breathing, you get to start again from scratch. The whole point is that you're watching for when it happens, because it's going to happen. Some thought is going to come across your television screen of your eyelids or whatever. And at a certain point, you realize you have a choice to go into that, go along with it, or get back into, or stay with, I am lying down on the floor right now, breathing normally. I feel that I'm doing that. I feel my inhale. I feel my exhale. Let's do a second set, please. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers 2 inches below your knee. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down, stomach in. Total stillness. Total stillness. Now your breathing is moving, but suck in your stomach and hold everything else as still as possible. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. Other side, please. Interlace the fingers 2 inches below the knee. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Elbows in, chin tucks. Look down, hold it. Try to press the abdomen down. The breathing is going to be moving elsewhere. That's part of every posture, is figuring out where the breathing is going to occur. Pull and freeze. Change. Left leg lower, down, arms down. In each posture, go ahead, both legs lift up. Different movement occurs at the abdomen diaphragm or different sections of the rib cage, more or less, depending on the posture. So that's what I mean, where to breathe. There are different parts of that breathing mechanism, right, that can move. Bring the chin down. And as we go through each posture, you learn how to breathe more fully into all the sections of that rib cage, diaphragm, abdomen, right? Over time, using as much of your lungs as possible because you've unrestricted all the movement. Good. Change again. Arms and legs down. Let everything settle completely. Inhale and exhale. All right, next we do a sit-up, legs and feet together. Bring your arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Now take a deep breath and hold it. Please sit up, grab your toes. Strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, turn around, please. Lie down on your front side, cobra pose. Bring your hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead, not turning in, not turning out. All 5 fingers together on each hand, no space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms anywhere. Bring your legs and feet together, hip muscles contracted, feet stay on the floor. The elbows stick up pretty high in the air. Now, inhale, breathing, push your hands down, lift your upper body up, using 100% spine strength. Legs also very strong, legs and feet together, little bit of pressure underneath the feet to the floor. Now, come up halfway. I want everything above the belly button in the air. So push the hands down, lift your ribs up, lift your chin up, drop the shoulders down, look for the wall behind you. Good shoulders, neck. Slowly lower down, chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Nick, it's too late to do a before picture. But you remember how the shoulders felt before? Yeah, they're all jacked up to your ears, right? Now they're just all the way down. It's like completely different movement. Okay, second set, hands underneath the chest, same position, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead, and all 5 fingers together. Now glue the palms down. Nana, that's very good with the hands. Right there is perfect. Now, legs together, feet on the floor. Inhale, come up, please. Push the palms down. You can do it, upper body up. You got it, Amy. Now, belly button touches the floor. Rest of the upper body in the air. You got it, Randy. Push the feet down. Push the palms down. Everybody lift up. Rachel, ribs up. Drop the shoulders down. Now inhale, push the chin up. I want the front of your neck to go up to the ceiling. Change again. Nice, Amy. Both Amys. Chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. There was a class this weekend that Amy was in the room and Amy F was not in the room. It's like the first time they weren't together. Maybe the second time. And then we had 2 Kevins, and everyone was confused, myself included. All right, locust poses next. Turn your hands over so the palms are on the mat, and bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers eventually side by side, not overlapped. Thumbs and the rest of the fingers spread out to the sides. Now bring your chin all the way forward. Look in the mirror, lock your right leg, and lift up the right leg, please. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Push the fingertips down. Push the palms down. Push the upper arms down. Bring your leg up. Good. Right leg lower down. Relax the right leg. No help from it. Lock your left leg and lift it up, please. Knee straight, toes pointed. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Make sure the right leg stays relaxed on the floor. Push the fingertips down, palms down, upper arms down, bring the leg up. Good, change again, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the arms a little bit. Now inhale, breathing, push the hands down and go. Both legs, everybody lift up without bending the knees. Very nice, Nana. Both legs lift up, everybody come up. Good, Rachel. Squeeze legs together and lift, one more, go up. Change, lower the legs. You can take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let's try the second set. Turn the hands over, palms down, then arms underneath the body. Or you can do it all at once, but you're trying to get pinky fingers side by side. Very nice. Now stretch the chin as far forward as it will go. Eventually the front of the neck flat on the ground. Lock your right leg. No, you had it. Right leg lift up 10 counts. That's right, 9. Chin forward, 8. Just the right leg, 7. 6. Push upper arms down, 5. Eventually elbows will lock, 4. Hold it there, 3. Hold it there, 2. Keep holding it, 1. Change again. Excellent. Left leg lock, lift up. 10 counts begin, 9. You got it, John, 8. 7. Straighten the knee, Nick, 6. Right there, 5. Hold it, 4. Keep the left hip down, 3. Left hip down, John, 2. Hold it right there, 1. All right, left leg lower down. Now, turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. See if your arms will get a little bit straighter or a little bit closer to each other. Grab the floor with the fingertips. Palms down, go up. 10 counts, both legs lift, 9. You can do it. 8. Legs together, 7. 6. Push the hands down, 5. 4. Keep lifting, 3. Keep going up, 2. Even the hips will come up, 1. Lower the legs. All right. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Any questions at all? All right, next is full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Straight out from the center of the chest and shoulders. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together. So it's like cobra pose. You have 1 cobra tail. Don't open it. Inhale, breathing, begin. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones touch the floor. That's it. Inhale, chest up. Inhale, chin up. Inhale, look up. You got it, Deb. Keep lifting up. Everyone come up more till only the hip bones are on the floor. Try to squeeze legs inward. That's it, John. Together, feet and heels eventually touch. Everyone take 1 more deep breath. Lift up. Exhale. Come up a little higher. Change. Lower everything down. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Steady exhale by the nose. Let's try again. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides like airplane wings. I'm going to count down from 15. I want you to figure out just a steady breathing pattern, okay, for yourself so you can hold the posture. Inhale, lift everything up, arms, head, chest, legs, even the abdomen off the floor for 15. Look up, 14, 13, figure out your breathing, 12, 11. Every time you inhale, 10, think of lifting something, 9, 8. When you inhale next, 7, reach out to the side wall, 6. That's it, Verna, 5. Lift your chin up, 4. 3, take a deep breath, 2, exhale all the way up, 1, looks great, come down, arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. So how are your bus travels going, everybody? Where have you gone? Because we're all going sort of different places, right? I mean, we're together, but we all have our unique stuff that we're working on, so it really is a magical, incredible cat bus. You know, way weirder and way more interesting than any of that, than any incredible, magical cat bus, okay? I mean, each person in here doing each posture is going through very particular things, figuring out particular things, or getting distracted by very particular things. Okay, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Couple of inches below the toes, but then we are concentrating again together, right? You're working on your thing, you're getting distracted by your thing, but then we are all together trying the posture. So it's really, really cool. Knees, try to keep them 6 inches apart. Take a deep breath with a nice strong grip on the feet. Look up and kick up. Please begin. Everybody kick. So the knees come up, thighs come up, kick up continuously. You can go slowly if you need to, but I want you to always be kicking, wrist straight. Lift your chin up, eyes up. That's it. Try to press your upper thighs off of the floor. Roll forward on the abdomen. That's it, Rachel. Now stay there. Push the hands and feet up. Push the thighs and the ribs up. Lift your chin and face up. Change. Great. Lower down the knees and arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. And again. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Get a pretty good squeeze on your feet. Thumbs with the index fingers touching them, wrists straight as possible. Now take a deep breath, start to kick up. Look up towards the ceiling. I'll give you 15 again, eyes up, 14. 13, kick continuously, 12. 11, hands and feet, 10. Go up towards the ceiling, 9. That's it, Kate, 8. 7, now just stay there, 6, 5, you can keep kicking, 4, that's it, Randy, 3, lift the chin up, 2, ribs and knees up, 1, come down. Good, arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Dorothy's birthday class, which is coming up in 9 days, Tuesday, March 9th, is her 80th birthday, 80. We've already started. All right, she's already got yellow flowers. She's going to come in early, and I'm going to start. Now, it's both in person and live streamed, and it's going to be recorded, so if you miss it, you won't fully miss it. But we're going to start everything at 8:30, just hanging out and letting Dorothy talk. Because if you have not just sat and listened to her for 30 minutes of your life yet, now's the time. She's my yoga teacher. She is so wise and lovely. And leads us in a certain way that I just think is so, so cool. So everybody's invited. Come up to the top of the mat, please. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Just for a moment. Then lift your hips up, separate your feet. That's the 9 a.m. class on that Tuesday. All right, separate your feet just as wide as the outside of the hips, and then lower the hips down between your heels. If you can get your hips all the way to the floor, then put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs inside. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Before you go back, separate your feet, Randy, so you sit between the heels one day. It doesn't have to be today, but before you go back, your bum will be on the ground, okay? Whenever that happens. So elbows touch the floor first, then head, back of the head and shoulders. Eventually, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. And arms over your head, grab your elbows, each other. Pull the elbows down, forearms into the ground, and chin tucks. Back of the neck eventually flat on the floor. Lift your chest and abdomen up, creating a perfect human bridge. Change. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up in the middle. Spine straight. Head is last thing out. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Let everything settle. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set. Even if you just sit on the feet to start, that's great. All right, we're changing pressure and circulation in the legs. Go ahead, once you're sitting for a second, start the posture. Sit exactly between your heels. That looks good, Randy. Knees can be separated as wide as you want. Okay, if that helps you get down there, okay? Then hands to the feet, elbows down, head down. Or one thing at a time. Maybe you just have hands on the feet, lean back a little. Once your head gets to the floor, you can stay there for a bit. Make sure the legs feel all right before you bring the shoulders to the floor. It looks good, Ron. One elbow, now chest up, head back. Breathe smoothly. Very nice, everyone. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up. Chest up, chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. What if we all, I don't know if we all have yellow outfits, but Dorothy's favorite color is yellow. She has a yellow mat, and some people got her some yellow flowers. Wouldn't that be fun if we all had yellow clothes? I have one yellow sports bra, and that's as far as it goes. And it's an old one. It's like barely, you know, just hanging on. If anybody wants a yellow way mat, I can bust all those out. You guys, Deb and Rachel, you got yours. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. We could do yellow streamers. How about yellow balloons and streamers? I'll grab some. Okay, half tortoise posture, sit on the heels. No gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Hips on the heels, bring your upper body forward. Touch your forehead to the floor. The side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Hips press back to the heels as best you can. Now, take a deep breath. Arms stretch forward continuously. Press the palms together, wrists up off of the floor. So the only part of your arms touching the floor will be the side edges of the pinky fingers. See if elbows will straighten. Now stay here, take a few deep breaths, holding your stomach in. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale and come up again. Arms down to the sides. Very good. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Arms overhead, inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, please. Spine as straight as possible, stomach in. Inhale, arms over the head. Inhale, stretch up once more. Hips on the heels, come forward. Try to keep the hips on the feet as you get forward in the posture. No, they might come up, but you could still try. Whether the thing happens or not is not your problem or your business. What is 100% your focus and your business is the pure effort. I am trying to touch the mirror. Am I ever going to touch the mirror? No, you are not ever going to touch the mirror, but you are going to keep trying to touch the mirror, knowing that you're never going to touch it. All right, so that's a pure effort. You cannot get attached to whether you touch the mirror or not because you know it's not going to happen. Now, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale and come up all the way. Try to touch the ceiling. Are you going to touch it? No. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Isn't that a funny mind trick? Yes, technically. Are you like my sister, Rachel? It sounds like something my sister or my son would say. Well, technically, Mom, you could touch the mirror. Yes, you could. You're right. You're absolutely right. And Kathy F. can touch her ceiling in her little basement yoga room. Yes, it is possible. How are you doing still, Nana? Still, okay. Feel free to just sit or just lie down. You don't have to do all this turning around business, okay? All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Okay. Camel posture. Turn around, come up, and stand up on your knees. Just breathe smoothly by the nose. Make that your number one effort in here, okay? Only about 15 minutes left. Put your hands on the hips or the lower spine, fingers point down. Take a nice deep breath. Push your hips forward, go up and over, drop your head all the way back. Look straight back behind you for the wall and then the floor. Now, bend as much of your spine as you can, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. You may bring the right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, then left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Take a nice deep breath. Looks good, Michelle. Exhale, push your hips forward. Nick, Katie, a little bit more. Push the thighs forward. Push your stomach forward until you feel pulling on the heels. Keep going, Katie. Hips forward. Keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. That's good. Look at that. It's still going. Okay, change everybody. Hands up one at a time. Push your hips forward. Straighten up in the middle. And relax on your back. I could see that. Yeah. I know you could feel it. Where do you feel it? In your low back or your arms? Okay. But there's no particular body part that's like, hey, okay. For once in your life? That's wonderful. Mary always says, your goal is to feel nothing in the posture, which is interesting because there's a certain way where we feel everything, right? But hopefully that everything evens out so that not one body part is screaming, right? So I don't think you'll actually feel nothing and disassociate from your body, okay? But you just have this overall evenness of sensation and communication. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. I think she means nothing that's bothering you. She's like, you don't feel hot, you don't feel cold, you know. All right, second set, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees. Put your hands up on your low back again or a little bit higher. Eventually, pinky fingers can touch side by side. Go ahead, inhale, lift up. Push your hips forward, drop your head all the way back. Now at first, camel posture does raise the heart rate a little bit. It can stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. So if you feel a little bit faster breathing, faster heart rate, this is a normal response, but we are training to slow it down. So breathe smoothly. Exhale slowly, hips forward. Keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. These look great, you guys. Bring the hands one at a time back up to the lower back. Inhale, push the hips forward. Spine straight and chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. My brain is like, there are 6 people in camel posture right there. I don't know what to do with that. They're all together. So many people. Whew. Yes, Kevin, I am unmuting you. Go ahead, please. She doesn't feel the throat. It's so relaxed.
It's so, everything's coordinated so well.
That's really cool. It's very interesting. Thank you. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Okay, rabbit posture. Now we calm down the system quite a bit. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, coil down from the top, suck in your stomach and bring your forehead to your knees. Automatically, the top of your head touches the floor. And exhale, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left towards the head. And then hold it. Press the hands into the feet, your feet into the floor. That's it, Nick. Good shoulders up. Now squeeze the heels in, press the feet down one more, hips up. Change. Very nice. Lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Let everything settle. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale fully, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, let's do second set rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together, grab the soles of the feet. First inhale, stretch your spine upward and begin. Tuck your chin, compressing the throat. Upper back the first few inches, then little by little rounding the spine from the top down, forehead to the knees. Top of the head to the floor, go ahead, hips up. You can even go head down and hips up, all coordinated. Walk the knees right, left to the head. Improve the grip a little bit. That's it, Nick. Yeah, strong grip. Press the feet down, ankles down. Top of the head on the floor. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. Looks good, Florida Amy. Shoulders slide up, hips up, stomach in. Change again. Lower the hips back down to the feet. Inhale, breathing. So nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Slow and steady exhale by the nose. Whatever needs to be worked out, all right, with the physiology, this class just kind of magnifies it, amplifies it. So we know sooner, right? If one day the blood pressure is a little higher, we will know in the class right away. If it's a little lower, we will know. You don't have to wait till 3 weeks later when it's become a problem or something. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose, turn around, sit facing forward. Right leg out cornerwise, bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Inhale, arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to your knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. That's it, then push the knee down with your forehead. Looks good, Michelle. Excellent, elbows are even. Now push the sole of the left foot firmly into the right thigh to push the knee down and keep the left hip back. Great, inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the right foot against the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Again, go ahead, please. Reach out. Grab the left foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to the left knee. If you've got the left leg straight or close to it, maintain or increase the pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Looks good, Rachel. To push the right knee down, keep the right hip back. Drop the shoulders down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please, grab the toes. Now first two fingers, wrap around each big toe. Walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left, 10, 15 times to get the legs straight. Now flex both feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes turning, and especially the pinky toes. That's it, Katie, keep going pinky toes. You can look at them if that helps some. Yeah, just stare at them. Tell them you mean it, all right. Now take a deep breath, chest up. There's no rush. Push your knees down. Just be consistent with it. Be continuous, even if they won't go any further. Pull the big toes back. Push your knees down. Once your legs are locked, and you can maintain the contraction on the tops of the thighs, stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror from the lower spine. Abdomen to the thighs. Center of the chest, breastbone forward. That's it, Michelle. Now pull the toes towards the belly button, breastbone towards the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice one. Turn around, relax on your back. How did your toes do, Katie? Oh, good. Rob says yet. Katie said, I don't think my body's capable of being flexible in certain areas. Well, you know what? Fine. You can think it, but you can also just see, right? We don't know. If you practice every week for 5 years and learn how to contract certain things, things might relax. Okay? Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Rob, you're going on 700, right? In 5 years, 700 classes, was that about what we counted? Right leg out, left leg in. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the foot, and pull your toes back. I don't think you could move like this when you started, Rob. Forehead to the knee. I mean, you weren't the stiffest person in the world, but pretty much, she says. Push your knee down with the forehead. Let the left elbow come down and in, please. Yeah, now both elbows in. Now push the left knee down. Suck in your stomach. Push the right knee with the forehead to the floor. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. He's never been able to do that his entire life. And does that mean you just did it? Oh, until you did this. Okay, turn your upper body to the left. Grab the left foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Head to the left knee. Push the knee down with the forehead. Turning all 5 toes back. Looks good, you guys. Very nice. Push the right knee down. Suck in your stomach. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Awesome. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale and come up again. Grab your big toes. Walk the hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now flex both feet back from the ankles. One thing, too, to keep in mind, Katie, is we're strengthening things that allow other things to relax and stretch. So remember, it's not just stretching. Now, flex the feet back, pull your toes back, slowly push your knees down. When you figure out some of the contractions in the class, the side effect is that muscles get energized, but other muscles can relax. And then they can stretch in ways that they wouldn't have stretched even if you tried to stretch that muscle out. You have to get some other things to contract. Come forward, look forward, chest forward. Hold for 5. Looks good, Erica. 4. Pull the big toes towards your belly button. 2. Chest forward to the toes. 1. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I can see you thinking, Rachel. Rachel's thinking about the cumulative effect of doing small things consistently. I'm telling them. Yeah. Wait, Rachel said she had never worked out consistently before you came here, unless you were going on a trip, like pre-spring break kind of thing. Is that what you mean? Okay. She'd work out for a month before she went someplace. So now we know a little more about Rachel. But now she's here and she's been consistent. I mean, this is hugely consistent. Years of consistency happening right now. You feel it? Yes, definitely. Feet together, flex arms over that. I feel like a weird news reporter. Sit up, grab the toes, like verbatim. Here's what Rachel says. All right. Over the loudspeaker of the cat bus. Let's do half spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you. Cross your right foot over, heel touching the knee. Both hips on the floor. Inhale, left arm stretches up. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Now, right arm can stay on the floor if you need to push the hand down, or you can bring it on the back. Hand palm out. Inhale, sit up nice and tall. Now turn your head to the right. Hey, Nick, will you straighten your left leg out for me? And then cross the right foot over. There. That's more stable that way. Inhale, sit up tall. Turn to the right. Lean a little bit to the right to keep both hips equally on the floor. Inhale, sit up tall. Look to the right. Eyeballs to the right. Chin to the right. Excellent. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms and switch your legs, please. Right leg. Bend the knee. Put it flat on the floor. Cross your left foot over. Yeah, that's good, Nick. Now inhale. Right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the right hand. Palm down. To grab the right knee with the right hand. Then left arm can sweep behind you, hand on the back, palm out, or push the left hand down, chest up. Let the shoulders drop down, and now look to your left. Total spine twisting. You can bend your elbow, Ron, and bring your hand closer to the back of the spine, and then push down again, chest up. There you go. Now inhale, sit up tall. Looks good, Michelle. Let the arm, elbow eventually seal to the body. Everyone twist, stomach in, twist, look to the left, twist. Untwist the spine. Very nice. Undo the arms, undo the legs, relax on your back. Nana, you made it. Sorry? We are ending. You're fine. I'm just so happy you hung out with us for 90 minutes. Seriously, this is hard, even just to be in here with all of us. Like, Rob's on 700 classes, Michelle's on hundreds, all these people, like, right? And you're just with us, and it's so great. So, good for you. All right, you can try a little bit of the breathing exercise if you want. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. This breathing exercise is a series of exhales. We only put effort into the exhale muscle-wise, and the inhale happens automatically. So when you hear the clap, you're going to suck in the stomach. It's going to push the air out. So you exhale and suck in the stomach simultaneously. Then you relax the abdomen. The inhale will happen automatically. So keep the spine nice and straight. Focus one point, and let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Try to have the maximum movement of the abdomen. Exhale all the way, all of it, all of it. Stomach, stomach. A little bit stronger. At the same pace, try to push the air out a little quicker. Five, four, three, two, one. Everybody inhale. Everybody exhale. We'll go a little faster. Remember, belly goes in to exhale. Try to let it go in and out all the way. Arms locked, shoulders down. Five, four, three, two, one. Take a nice deep breath, very nice. Exhale, breathing, turn around, relax on your back. Great, great class, everybody. Start your rest, please. You can separate the feet a little wider, arms a little wider. You can close your eyes. Hi, Verna. How was your class? Wonderful. Now, we spent all this wonderful time trying to concentrate and sometimes actually concentrating and more time is spent concentrating in the present moment, regardless of what's going on with the body, really. Even on our supposedly, you might at some point call it a not good class, but even on the what you might call a not good class, you may have even more mental benefit than on one where you could just breeze through everything because you're forced into the present moment a little bit more. And so there's huge benefit to those classes where things may not move as usual or cooperate. You still have your concentration power potential. And you get to refine it and strengthen it in those moments even extra. So right now, we're not making any huge physical attempts of strength or flexibility or anything, just pure concentration on the breathing. Let your belly relax on the inhale so it goes up, and then on the exhale it goes down. Let the legs relax all the way down to the toes. Arms relax all the way to the fingertips. And the whole middle part of the body, let it settle. Face and jaw. Whole body completely relaxed. You can take another minute or so, that is most excellent for you. If you have any questions, please let me know. Please make sure you hydrate well in the next hour or so and in the few hours before class next and throughout the day. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everybody. Welcome, Nana. It's so good to see you. Thank you. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a wonderful night.